Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, tonight's topic is number 2, maintaining one's garden, practical application of Lukmei Ilana. We actually just heard some very scary news here in Eretz Yisrael, that there was a terrorist attack on the Tzomet HaGush, and that there's at least one yeshiva bachur that's in serious condition, so the limud is b'schus refuah shleima Aryeh ben Rina, who happens to be the grandson of Rosh Yeshiva of Netiv Aryeh, where I'm zochet to learn Talmidim in the Old City, and b'schus all of the Mesiris Nefesh for Talmidim, and the Mesiris Nefesh of their Mishpacha for Klal Yisrael should be refuah shleima. Okay. Last week we had introduced the sugya of Lukmei Ilana. And in the sugya of Lukmei Ilana, we had seen that the formulation of what the heter, Lukmei Ilana, that if one is doing a malacha, let's say it's natiya, yisurei d'oraisa or yisurei d'rabbanan, to protect the tree, what exactly is the hagdara of why it is mutter? And last week, we had introduced that A, photocopy number 1, we have the Mishnah, that the Mishnah in Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, seems to prohibit after Rosh Hashanah, and that seems to follow Shita of Rebbe. And we saw that there are many who learn that the Rambam is going to paskin like Rebbe. B, last week we had discussed in our introduction that there are 2 ways to formulate the heter of Lukmei Ilana. That we had seen the Rashi and Avodah Zarah on Nun Amabez in Dibur HaMaschil Aval Sachin, that's on photocopy number 3, that Rashi says that Lukmei Ilana is not considered Meleches Karka. That's what Rashi had told us in Avodah Zarah. On the other hand, the Mefarish in Gittin, which is probably not Rashi, says that's a heter of Hefsid in Moed Katan. We pointed out that there might be a very, very important nafgamina between the two. Whether you formulate the heter as being that it's not a malacha, or the heter is that it's a heter of Hefsid, we mentioned that there is a beautiful, beautiful essay by Rav Chaim Kanievsky about this, and I summarized one nekuda of it last week. And now I want to go, now that we have the photocopies, I want to go through Reb Chaim's Ha'ara in the Be'er Halacha inside his Ha'aras, and then Be'ezer Hashem try to see what the Hashlachos of it are. So let's take a look. We have it photocopied in front of us after all of the Rambams on the statement of the Rambam, v'lo ya'avek es smaraso ba'avek, v'lo ya'oshin taft of kadesh yomos hatalas. So there the Be'er Halacha starts out, as we observed last week, that if we're going to say that you can't smoke out insects, so then in such a case, that would seem to indicate that the Rambam is somehow machmir on the Lukmei Ilana. So the question is why? So step number 1, according to most of the Gedolei Achronim, the Pas HaShulchan also presents it, is that the Rambam paskins like Rebbe. You could say that the Rambam follows the Shita of Rebbe. And according to Rebbe, the halacha is that we saw that even Lukmei Ilana is going to be also. That's one way to approach it. The problem with that is that there are exceptions when the Rambam seems to say that it is mutter. For example, let's take a look at the clear photocopy that we have in front of the Rambam, not where you have 2 lines of Rambam on 1 page. Let's take a look at the photocopy of the Rambam right after the Gemaras. There, the Rambam in Halacha Zayin, Perek Alf Halacha Zayin, says, V'amikashkesh b'zeisim, if someone hoes around the ground of an olive tree, im lahavrois esa ilan asur, so there you're doing the act of what's referred to as kishkush, and that is going to be mutter if it's listom esapzimim. So to say that the Rambam follows Shitas Rebbe would presumably prohibit this as well during the year of Shemitah. So what Rav Chaim Kanievsky does is he assumes that the Rambam is going to work with the Gemaras that say that the halacha is that Lukumei Lana is mutter. We're not going to assume that the Rambam is going to follow the position of Rebbe that we discussed last week in the Rash, but rather we're going to answer, there are going to be two possible approaches within the Shitas HaRambam. So let's take a look and see how Rav Chaim Kanievsky summarizes the two different mahalach. One is from his great uncle, where he quotes from the one is from his great uncle, right? His uncle, where he quotes from the Chazon Ish, eight lines in. First word on the line is Harishonim on page Tzadi Ches. He suggests from the Chazon Ish, again, not like the Pasa Shulchan, V'tiretz Maran B'chazon Ish, Shevi'es Simen Yudal Tziv Katan Yud Tes, that we have a photocopied in front of us. The Ma'ashnin Mechzi Tvei Klavoda. Ma'ashnin looks like Avoda. V'osru Chachomim, and the Chachomim answered it. In other words, the Chazon Ish suggests, you have that photocopied as well, it's a two-liner in the Chazon Ish. Right after the photocopies of the Derech Emunah, we have the Chazon Ish. Page Kuf Lamid Vav. There, in the second column, the Chazon Ish writes, V'chei ma'ashnin lohom is hataloyim, v'chei mefarkin leperish Rashi, v'aval gav dekishkush shari, hacha mechzi tvei kavoda. So the Chazon Ish's teretz is that we follow like the Rabbanan, but these things look more like avoda. Now this Chazon Ish is very, very hard for me to understand. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky also has a hard time understanding it. And that is for two different reasons. What I have a hard time understanding is that at the end of the day, I'm not sure why Kishkush looks like less of avoda than Kedei Sheyomus HaToloim. I would have thought that Kedei Sheyomus HaToloim is less of an avoda than Kishkush. And the Chazon Ish says, Hum Farkert. So, there might be Terutzim, but that's Sarachim number one that I have on the Chazon Ish. Number two, as a purveyor of the Masorah of the Chazon Ish, Reb Chaim Kanievsky gets stuck in another part. And the part that he gets stuck in is at the end of the day, so then how are we going to write a sefer of Halacha L'maisa in terms of Luk Me'ilana? Luk Me'ilana is Mutter. Kishkush is Beferish Mutter. But at the end of the day, the Chazon Ish told us that those things are Mechzi Kavoda is going to be Usur. So what's Mechzi Kavoda? Where do we draw the line of Mechzi Kavoda? That's what Reb Chaim writes over here. As we mentioned last week, first word on the line is Vitzarech Iyun, about 10 lines into the wide, in the Be'er Halacha on page Tzadi Ches, where he says, Ulefize Nafal Bebira Kala Heter Shaluk Me'ilana. Except for those things that Chazal said, the Feresh et Mutter. So if we took the Chazon Ish in terms of Halacha L'maisa, we're going to see that there's going to be a real anomaly over here, that it could very well be that the Chazon Ish himself in Hadrocha Halacha L'maisa didn't exactly give what we would have expected that he himself wrote in the Sefer Chazon Ish Halacha L'maisa. But what emerges is then this very, very vague category, and it's hard to know what to do based on this. The Reb Chaim's Mahalach is a different Mahalach, and it revolves around the Chakira of last week. What's the Pshat in the Heter of Lukume Ilana? Is the Heter of Lukume Ilana the Pshat that it's not a Malacha? Or is the Pshat that Lukumei Lana is that you're removing Hefsid, which the Migdash David asked as a Stira in Rashi, which we pointed out that Reb Chaim Kanievsky is Meduyak, when he discusses Rashi, he only says Rashi in Avodah Zarah, because Rashi in Moed Katan is probably not Rashi. Could very well be that the Migdash David, who was killed by the Nazis, Al Kiddush Hashem, at that time, they didn't know that Rashi in Moed Katan was not Rashi. So it's Meduyak in terms, as far as that's concerned. So maybe there's no Stira in Rashi. I photocopied in the past that Migdash David. Chaval, I didn't put it in this packet as well. The Migdash David does have a teretz, it does have a mahalach, but I've sort of abandoned Years and years ago, I discussed the Mikdash David. I think three Shemitahs ago, I discussed the Shita of the Mikdash David, but I've abandoned a little bit the Mikdash David because at the end of the day, there's really no stira, so then you might not need the Mikdash David, Zeichet Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha's Mahalach. So I've left the Mikdash David to the side. So Rashi versus what's referred to as the Shita, the Rimi Paris. And that is, Rashi in Avodah Zarah says, it's not a Malacha, Lukum Ha'al'an is not a Malacha, or the Shita of the Rimi Paris and Moed Katan is that it's a heter of Hefsid. Okay. So says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, let me develop a couple of nafkaminas. At the end of the brackets, Ulechora Yesh La'ayin. Everybody have it? It's about, Yesh La'ayin is abbreviated. It's about 12 lines in to the Be'er Halacha on page Tzadi Ches. Ulchora yesh la'ayin beheter shalikume lana. Im hu a heter sheitiru mishum pseida, is a heter of pseida, kmo sheitiru b'chalamoy davar ha'oved, o she'en kan shum heter klal. Ela shalukme ilana ein za'avoda sha'asra Torah. And like we developed last week, v'nafkamina b'davar sheyesh bo gam ukme v'gam evruye. The nafkamina will be something that's both lukume and levruye. Di'i hu heter sheitiru mishum pseida. If it's a heter for pseida, in keda achim gam yesh avruye mutter, then even if it has avruye, then it's going to be mutter mishum pseida. Avol im ein kan shum heter, rak shatayra lo yasra, rak avruye, in ken kishyeshnen asr. So let's just explain. Let's make sure we have this nafkamina clear in our minds. If the vart is that it's a heter of lukume ilana, so then in such a case, then we would say that if we're talking about something that's both lukume and levruye, and lukume is not a malacha, nafal abira, then the heter falls away because now it is a malacha. You're right, the 50% that you're doing lukume, it's not a malacha. But on the other 50%, it's going to be aser. But if the vart is that it's a heter of hefsed, so then in such a case, this action is going to be mutter, it's not considered aser because I'm doing it vis-a-vis hefseid, that will be the nafkamina between these two. Vihine, as we remdayik Rashi and Avodah Zarah, he has Rashi and Avodah Zarah the way we said it. Vihine Rashi Avodah Zarah kasa malacha she avos karka asa rachmana vahani lavmek leches karka ninu dukmi lana ba'almu. Who says Reb Chaim Kanievsky doesn't do real lamdas? This is real lamdas. So those are the two tzadim of the chakira. And he suggests, therefore, he goes on, he quotes the Talmud of Rimi Paris that says that's based on a heter of Hefsid, and he suggests this is the Havana of the way out to understand the Rambam. On the one hand, we add the Rambam being Matir Kishkush. On the other hand, the Rambam Asurd Kadesh Yomus Hatolayim. So what's the Yishuv? He says as follows, first word on the line is mutter, vihine, bidover she'en bo ela lukme ilana, bivadai mode rabbeinu. Who's rabbeinu? Rabbeinu is the Rambam, the mutter. He's going to say that the Rambam holds that the heter of lukme ilana is that it's not a malacha. And therefore kishkushe is mutter because it's not a malacha. V'zeh kishkush l'stume pili. This is the heter of kishkush for l'stume pili. V'lechein pasak rabbeinu demutter. Ah! This is going to be the key to be miyashev the Rambam. And that is that the Rambam is going to say that kishkush is entirely l'ukme. And the heter of l'ukme is that it's not a malacha. So if it's only l'ukme, then it's mutter. But all of the things in halacha, hey, all of those things on the one hand is l'ukme, but it's also l'evruye. Let's define. L'ukme means, as we're going to discuss when we get more into l'asuke shmaitza liba de hilchasa, l'ukme means what? L'ukme means that a person is doing it, l'ukme means that a person is doing it to make sure that the tree does not die. In fact, let's jump already to Mishpatei Aretz. We already should lay out that the poskim say that if we're talking about a malacha that you're doing for a hefsid, but it's not such a big hefsid. So then in such a case, that's going to be asur. That's not permissible. That's not going to be permissible. For example, if it's a kilkul she'eino nikar, says the Mishpatei Aretz in Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, that's going to be asur. So the only heter that we have when it comes to Lu'ukume Ilana is only a heter where there's going to be a significant hefsid. In a case of a tree, what is a significant hefsid? When it comes to a tree, the significant hefsid is going to be, the tree's going to die! Oh! So if you're killing it, Kadesh Yomus, you're killing the Talayim. So now, I don't know how many insects there are in a tree, but let's say there are 1,000 insects. If you have 0 insects, then the tree is going to do better than the average tree out there. If you have 500 insects, then the tree is going to survive, but it won't be so great. If you're going to do Kadesh Yomus HaTolayim, you're running the risk that not only is it Lukume, it's going to make the tree great. Argues Reb Chaim Kanievsky, every single one of the cases in Halacha Hey fall into that category. Falls into the category that's Lukume Ula Evruye. And if the Rambam held it was a Heter Hefsid, so then in such a case, the Heter Hefsid, it should be Mutter. And that's why most of the poskim are Matir it. He quotes on the bottom, the Rosh says it's Mutter. However, the Rambam holds not that way. It's not a Heter Hefsid. But rather, what is it? It's the Heter, it's not called a Malacha. But if it's Yomus HaTalam, which also is more than Lukume, it's also both Lukume and Levruye, then the Halach is that's going to be Aser. Reb Chaim Kanievsky goes on to show that the Rambams that we were struggling with a couple of weeks ago are now 100% Meduyak. And this Yomo graciously photocopied. Take a look at Halacha Zayin. Remind ourselves from Halacha Zayin. In Halacha Zayin we had what? In Halacha Zayin we had the Heter of Lukume. If it's Avruye, it's Aser. Lukume, it's going to be Mutter. Then, in Halacha Yud, the Rambam goes on, and he says, Umipnei mai tiru kol eile, shim yashka tase arts malacha v'yomutz kol eitz shebo. He says the following. If you take a look, Halacha Yud is what? Halacha Yud is the heter of Hefsid. That's the heter of Hashkah. And Reb Chaim points out that the heter of Hefsid has to be, from the Lashon of Rambam, a Hefsid Gadol. Look at the Rambam's Lashon. Yomus kol eitz shebo. That if you don't water the land, all of the trees are going to die. All of the trees are going to die. When it comes to Lukume Ilana, even if you're saving one tree, it's mutter. So what's the pshat, says Reb Chaim as he goes on in the Be'er Halacha. He says the pshat is that there are two different heterim according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, there's the heter of Lukume, where it's not a Maisa Malacha at all. If it's not a Maisa Malacha at all, so then it's going to be mutter, even if it's just for one tree. But if we're talking about something which is asur, but has a heter hefsid, so the heter hefsid is only going to be Yomus Kol Eitz Shebo. Beautiful. Beautiful. This is a legitimate mahalach in the Rambam. So how do we conclude the halacha? So then the Derech Emunah fears ice. He takes us further. And he says, so it emerges like this. We have the Rosh, who's matir, lukume, and levruye. We have the Rambam that asers. And he says, the netiyah that I would go, the direction I would go, would be to say that the heter is specifically a heter of hefsid only if there's hefsid gadol, and lukume would be permissible even if it's not a hefsid gadol. But he throws up his arms. Take a look at the last three lines at the bottom of page Sadiches, where he says the following: Ulefi ze yesh la'ayim b'mashe kasam maran. Oh wait, let's go back even further, even before that. No, this is enough. We'll start right there. Ulefiza yesh la'ayim b'mashakas maran b'chalveres. Hilchos Shviyas, Shehitvis Reb Zelig Shapiro. Reb Zelig Shapiro was the Chazanish's right-hand man for Halacha Lemaisa on Shemitah. Ba'avodas Stei Gan Pardes. This is what the Chazanish said. Tzrichin lahavdil bein avodos hanechutzos l'kiyim ha'ilonos ha'aperos, u'bein avodos habos hashpiachas ha'etzos ha'aperos. Haklal bazeh, sha'avodos habos hashpiachas ha'etzos ha'aperio osur. Va'avodos she'nechutzos l'kiyumo, v'shebala'od av yomus ha'etz o yifsidu rov ha'aperos harehen mutaros. Says the Chazon Ish, if it's going to be a Hefzid Gadol, and we're dealing with Isurei Dirabanan, so then in such a case, it's going to be permissible if it's a Hefzid Gadol. Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, on 196, next page, three lines in, V'yesh lomar demaran l'shitaso. The Chazon Ish in his Psak was l'shitaso. D'i efshar lanu l'ishtamish be'heter shel ukmei klal. The Chazon Ish will never use the heter of ukmei lana. The Chazon Ish will only use the heter of hefsid peros. Hefsid gadol. Why? Because the Chazon Ish said that l'ukmei, we don't even know what qualifies as l'ukmei. Because the Chazon Ish said that everything we have to be choshesh, mesig, tvei, kavoda. And therefore, what emerges is the Chazon Ish that we spoke about a while ago will come out. He will only use the heter of hefsid, except for kishkush, while according to the logic of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, if it's a malacha that is entirely lukume, then even a doraisa would be mutter. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says this on the second line from the top on page 196. That even a doraisa would be mutter, because lukume is acceptable. But what emerges then is that we have a chumrah, according to both deos, that a hefsid has to be a significant hefsid. Any minor hefsid is not going to be mutter. Ad kidei kach, the Rambam had said, sheyomus kol eitz sheba. It has to be sheyomus kol eitz sheba. If it's not yomus kol eitz sheba, then according to Rambam, it should be aser. In fact, there are those who ask a stira in the lashon of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish to Reb Zelig Shapira said, Rov peros, o yafsidu rova peros. Yet if you take a look in the Chazon Ish that we photocopied, the Chazon Ish goes with the Lashon Rambam so far, where he says that yomus, everything, all of the ilanos. But bottom line is, that the Chazon Ish, leaving aside that technical stira, almost all the poskim today, the Mishpatei Aretz says, as long as it'll be rova hefsid, it's going to be mutter, we can follow the Chazon Ish's hadracha. But a small hefsid, it's very, very hard to be matstik in terms of hefsid. The only heter that we could use is lukume elana. But the Chazon Ish's nephew pointed out that even though the lumdus would work beautifully, according to that approach, to say that it's not a malacha, the Chazon Ish himself did not exercise that in terms of the halacha lemaisa. And in the Chazon Ish himself, paskin differently. Take a look in the Mishpatei Aretz where he brings out this anomaly in the Psakim of the Chazon Ish, where the Hadracha seems to be a little bit inconsistent with the letter to Reb Zelig Shapiro. In page 38 in the Mishpatei Aretz, Ha'ara 5, we have the Chazon Ish says, V'lochein, in Simin Chof Alef Sivkot and Yuzayim, B'makom hefsid sheyomus koletz, o sheyifsidu kol aperos, then it's going to be aser. Why? Because that came from the Lashon Rambam. However, his hadracha to Reb Zelig Shapiro was a little bit different, where he said, as long as it's rov, most poskim say that once the Chazon Ish said this lahalacha, there's a lot of room to be mekel, but at the same time, we need to know that that is a diun. I was very, very curious what Reb Chaim Kanievsky's nephew, Reb Avram Yeshaya Steinman, who put out the Sefer of Siach HaShemitah, how he would present Lukume Ilana. So let's take a look at page Kuf Peches in the Sefer Shliach HaShmita. He says, Ba'avodas Ha'aretz B'Shviyis Chilku Chazal Ba'ofen Klali. So he explains in his footnotes why he wrote the Lashon Ba'ofen Klali. He says, because there are times that it seems that, especially according to the Masorah he has from the Chazon Ish, that they were even asered Ukmi Ilana, Otu Avruye Ilana. Again, that's the Chazon Ish Lishitaso, who says we really don't know where to draw the line of Lukume Ilana or Lavruye Ilana. Bein Avoda Shilukme Ilana Kolomar Limnoa Hefsid. Oh, Yafsidu Rova Peros. Shehutra Bimelachos Derabbanan. So he's not willing to go as far as his grandfather goes in the Sefer. He says the Heter is only by Melachos Derabbanan. His grandfather was matter, according to his approach, even Doraisis. I just want to point out that he himself mentions in Aradalit that Yesh Ladun, it happens to be that Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky's Mahalach speaks to my heart more than the great Chazon Ish's Mahalach does. And according to that, then if it would be a definite Lukume Ilana, then you could do a Din Doraisa as well. But in their Masorah, they're being very careful, Kedarkam B'Kodesh, not to go to stray away from their tradition in the Chazon Ish. But you should know, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky himself has a tzad to be makel Lukume Ilana, as we developed before. And again, he uses another extra three words because again, he's being concerned about the Chazon Ish's position. Ba'ofin she'itiru chazal, because the Chazon Ish's position was a Lukme Ilana is only where Beferish the Rambam says it's mutter. Everything else, he doesn't know. And that's where Reb Chaim Kanievsky threw up his hands. And he said, according to Chazon Ish, I don't have the Heter Lukme Ilana at all, except for that case in the Rambam. Even though the Reb Chaim himself thought that there are times that one could be matter. There is, though, over here, a big heter from the Chazon Ish against Rav Kook. Zecher Tzadikim Levracha. Now we go to another halacha l'maaseh issue. Does the heter of Lukume Ilana apply only to save the tree, or does it apply also to save the fruits? So the Chazon Ish was meduyak in his letter to Reb Zelig Shapira. He said also to save the fruits. And that's how it's written even in the Sefer Siach HaShmita. However, if you take a look, I hope we photocopied it. We have over here the photocopy of the Shabbos Ha'aretz. I think we have over here right before the Siach HaShmita. Beautiful. We have Rav Kook's it appears in two places. It appears in Perek Aleph Halacha Hey. By the way, it happens to be that over here Rav Kook is more machmer than we said over from Rav Rimon, based on the Pas HaShulchan about mowing. We spoke about cutting the grass. So Rav Rimon, if I recall correctly, presented the way we learned it. He presented it that as long as you're not getting at the roots, it's going to be fine. It's not a problem of idur. However, the Pas HaShulchan seems to be a little bit more machmer. Okay, that's a tangential point. But here, in this piece in Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, as well as in the Kuntres Achron, Os Hey, he says the following. He says, Rav Kook felt very, very strongly about this. V'chein. Right above the line that has Tosefta. V'chein, ein mechavnim shuhu lakutz es hakotzim hayotzim in ha'ilan. Here, if I'm reading Rav Kook, I read Havra Ashkenazis. Rav Kook was very makvid to do Havra Ashkenazis. You get the irony, right? Shu lakutz es hakotzim hayotzim in ha'ilan ha'mazikim es haperos. V'ze osur l'chol hadeos. Sha'afilu la'omrim shemuter lasos avoda shilukume ilana. Afilu begufa ilan,
Zedafka lahamir esilin shiyaroi lavodasa lachra shmita. Avavoda shi litzarech haperos laolam asura. Shemashu litzarech haperos hifkia Torah. Shifkira es peros shviyas lakal.
Rav Kook has a very interesting take. First of all, Rav Kook has a brilliant ha'ara. There's no source in the Mishnayis and in the Gemaras to do malacha to protect the fruits. There's no source. The only source are cases of protecting the tree. So first of all, lo matzinu raya, that there's a heter to do lukume piri. Chazanish was mechadish that there is. Bays, Rav Kook has a beautiful svara. Here I think, libi omerli, that Rav Kook's heart and his love for Shemitah also is mashpia on the halacha. He says, at the end of the day, the Torah is mafkir the peros. How could you do malacha and worry about the peros if the Torah is mafkir it? The tree, the Torah wasn't mafkir. Someone I mentioned to you, someone asked me a shayla. He said, wait a second, how could I buy a piece of land during Shemitah? Are you allowed to buy the tree? The tree's personal bailus. The Torah was only mafkir the fruits. That's not a shayla to buy a tree. Torah was a mafkir, and therefore that almost makes a little bit of a kasha on the beautiful Chassid Shemaiser of Kahaneman, who went over to the tree and he kissed it and he said good Shabbos during Shemitah. The tree, there's a chiyu for me to be shoves, but the kedushas hashvius is on the peris. Kedushas hashvius is on the peris. In Kainim Advarim, so Rav Kook says that once there's a chiyuv to be mafkir, the peros, so then in such a case, the peros are hefker, so then you can't do any horas bailus. And the fact that the peros themselves are hefker indicates to us that you're not allowed to do any malacha, even a malacha that's to save fruits. There are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. And there were HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon. What's going to come out with the fruits? A fascinating and beautiful machloikis between Rav Kook and the Chazon Ish. At the time, I'm not sure if it's muchruch in the words of Rav Kook, but at the time I was learning this, my friend, this is 15 years ago, Rav David Gottlieb, who is now being Mekayim Yeshiva Aretz by building a community in Ramat Beit Shemesh, suggested, he was my chavrusa in the Kol Elyon, 15 years ago, it's two Shemitahs ago. So he suggested that you could argue that the machlokis between Rav Kook and the Chazon Ish also revolves around the lomda shechakira. I'm not convinced it fits into Rav Kook's words, but it goes as follows. It's a sharp ha'ara. And that is that according to, if you're going to say that for the peros it's mutter, so then that must be assuming that it's a heter of hefsid. That if it's called hefsid, then it's mutar malachos de rabbanim. However, let me start again. Erase that first sentence. Let's take a step back. What's the heter of hefsid? The heter of hefsid is that you're going to lose out because your trees are going to die. Where is there any makar that hefsid is going to be mutar, that your peros are going to die? Hafuch, as Rav Kook had argued, the whole mitzvah is that you need to be mafkir the peros. But if the vard is that heter of l'ukmeh is that's not a malacha at all, so you're doing absolutely nothing. If you're doing absolutely nothing, so then of course it has to be mutter. It can't be asr. It's just like drinking a glass of water. The whole vard of l'ukmeh is, what did Rashi and Avodah Zara say? It's not a malacha. But if the vard is that it's a heter of hefsid, so how did the Rambam describe the heter of hefsid? Shetase aretz melecha v'yomus kol eitz sheba. That is not the mitzvah of Shemitah. But what is the mitzvah of Shemitah? The mitzvah of Shemitah is to be mafkir the peros. So there's no heter of hefsid on the peros. He wants to argue that's the omic of what Rav Kook is saying. The omic of what Rav Kook is saying is that you're supposed to, the peros are not yours. Memela, you don't have the heter hefsid that applies to the Bailus HaKarka. Either way, halacha lemaisa, what emerges is the following yesodas. And that is the following. Number one, there's room to say that if something's entirely l'ukmeh, yesh lodun, yesh lishal, Moira Hoira, that it could very well be that's going to be mutter even Isurei Daraisa, but the Chazon Ish did not hold this way. The Chazon Ish held that all Isurei Daraisa are going to be Aser Lukume. Halacha Lamaisa, if it's going to be a Hezek, to rove of the field, and the Chazon Ish held to the rove of the Peros, you're allowed to do Malacha. However, the Kule Alma, if it's not going to be a large, significant Hefsid, so then in such a case, if you're using the heter of Hefsid, so then in such a case, if it's anything less than Rov, maybe even a really Ruba de Minkara, in such a case, a person has to suffer that Hefsid during Shemitah. However, the Torah itself was Chasrach or Al-Mamona Shal Yisrael, if it's Malachos de Rabbanan, and there's going to be a significant Hefsid, so then in such a case, as the Rambam described dramatically, Yomus Kaleit Sheba, Yisurei Derabanan would be mutter. If it applies even to Yisurei Daraisa, the big four, so then in such a case, where it's really in a tree, it's only two, right? In a tree, the Yisurim are planting and cutting. So in such a case, then Zriya and Betzira, Zriya and Ktzira, excuse me. So then in such a case, if it's outside of those big two, so then in such a case, it's a mutter behefsid. If it is one of those big two, so then in such an instance, then it could very well be that there needs to be she'elas rav. We also mentioned that if it's not a hezek ha-nikar, then in such a case, it's also not going to be permissible. As well as another example, writes in Mishpatei Aretz in Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel, Lasos Malacha Eile Kedei Lechavein Esonos Habshela Shel Aperos. If your intention just has to do with affecting the proper maturation of the fruits, what's the word in English when the fruits become mature, ripe, when the fruits become ripe, or something like that, to get it come out at the right season, in such a case, all of those malachos would not be acceptable. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the topic of Lukume and Hefsid, and Be'ezer Hashem, I think what we're going to do next week, if anybody could think of any other malachos that we missed in terms of the field and the garden, I think we're basically done with the garden, and next week we're going to go to one of the most complicated topics that I've been avoiding up until now, and that is the sugya of Dover Shein and Miskaven and Psik Reisha, which have many, many practical applications in Hilchos Shemitah, which I still haven't wrapped my head around, but it's towards the end of this month, so we've got to do it. May we hear Besuras Tovos, and we be Zocha to Yeshuos, and a Refuah Shalem Alechol Cholei Yisrael.